You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Patricia McGuinness, the secretary for the Craigavon Talking Newspaper, to tell us more about the organisation and their free talking newspaper. So before we get into the service that you run, can you tell us a little bit about the history of Craigavon Talking Newspaper?
Talking newspapers themselves, the idea started in 1968, but we only joined up in 1978 when our first recording went out on tape on a reel-to-reel recorder. All those great big things that are bigger than a current TV. And then they were copied onto the small tapes, which you played on a tape recorder. Some of the younger listeners might not know what a tape recorder is, but get them to ask Granny. The idea spread, more and more people came in, but unfortunately, we were then had COVID. Before COVID, there were 300 talking newspapers were members of the Talking News Federation. We found that a number of the people who were running talking newspapers had been doing so since the start, which could have been for them 30 or 40 or nearly 50 years ago. And they decided enough was enough. And having had a break of 2 years, they didn't come back. We lost a few of our volunteers because we are totally voluntary led. And then our listener numbers dropped as well. The census for 2022 said there were over 20,000 people aged 65 or over who had a visual impairment or blindness. And you would think from that the 10 talking newspapers in Northern Ireland would be inundated with listeners, but I'm afraid that's not quite the case. Even now, after all these years, there are people who don't know that we exist or what we do. You say we're a talking newspaper and they'll say, oh yeah, that's that thing for the deaf. There's no, either that or we get, yeah, you've something to do with the guide dogs for the blind. I mean, no. It's another organisation.
So tell us a wee bit more then about the service that you run.
Our group meets. We are fortunate. We've got about 30 volunteers. We work a 4-week rota. So you can plan years ahead when you're going to be on. And if, for example, week 2 missed a week because it was Christmas, week 3 would be the next. Missing a week would make it jump forward. The rota would be set. We meet in a studio which Andrew has helped us refurbish because he's our technical expert. I was the technical expert until I met Andrew, and when he found out my knowledge base and stopped laughing, he got the job. So that's where Andrew comes in. He keeps us right with the technical stuff. We have currently about 30 listeners, and one of them, the recordings goes to hospital, and another one we know goes to a nursing home. There's one lady who tells me that her friends come round and they have a coffee morning and listen to the talking newspaper. So I'm not sure how many people actually hear our recordings, but we send out about 30 USB sticks every week.
It's so interesting that you mentioned that one of your listeners has a coffee morning and brings people round. There does seem to be a sense of community throughout the whole talking newspaper process, whether that be the community of volunteers that you've built up over the years to those listeners. Do you think that's really what's at the heart of it?
I think originally it would have been a means of keeping in touch because the papers were full of local news. So if you did a recording during the week, you would get your recording on a Saturday. We have, when we went digital, we had, I went to this lady's house in a rather fancy area. And the lady who answered the phone, answered the door, the first thing she said was that I should use the tradesman's entrance, which went down really well. And then she asked for my ID. And I said, we don't carry ID. We're going to people who are blind. My voice is my ID. At which point a voice from inside, is that the wee lassie from the talking newspaper? But our voice is our ID. And we have listeners who, if someone's ill, we will say, for example, Andrew should be recording and he's not here, but he's actually ill, so he's going to be away a few weeks. So we'd say to them, Andrew's not with us tonight. He's not feeling the best, so wish him well and hopefully he'll be back next time. Because otherwise I get phone calls asking me, what's wrong? Is everything all right? And they'd see us more like friends who regularly visit, but they don't have to make us tea. And for some, it's a reason to get dressed. One day a week they have to get up and get themselves out of the house to find a postbox to send the wallet back. And for one or two, that's the only time they're out the house. And for others, the postman bringing that wallet's the only time they see people. So our teams, when they do the recordings, are actually the only human voices they might hear in a week.
It's such a vital service that you provide, and talking newspapers across the board provides, you know, not only making sure that people have got access to the news in as accessible a format as possible for them, but also, as you said, that sense of community and that hearing a friendly voice, whether that be, is that what keeps you going so many years on?
I think that's got a lot to do with it, because the teams know each other. Certainly in Craigavon, we all sort of know each other. They would all know me because I keep turning up. When anybody's short or when I need something, I will turn up at the studio. So they would all know me, and if they come to our AGM, they would know most of the committee. They would be able to identify.
You've mentioned a few times now about the importance of volunteers. Could you tell us just about how important they are to keeping it going?
We have four volunteers who have been with us very much since the start. Three of them are on team one, and then there's William, who is currently our chairman and is a technician on team four. He's married to Margaret, and it's through that contact that he became involved. Margaret is blind. That was where he learnt about the talking newspapers. I don't think there is a talking newspaper who would exist without the generosity of their volunteers. The volunteers give their time and their talent. Few, if any, ask for expenses, which is obviously a big help. The fact that we don't have to pay for postage is an enormous help, but we wouldn't function without our volunteers.
And my final question for you, Patricia, is that if any of our listeners are perhaps in or around the area and want to start listening to your talking newspaper, what is the best way that they can get in touch?
They can contact us through our Facebook page. They can get someone to send an email to craigavontn@gmail.com, or they can do our podcast, and Andrew will tell you how to do that, because this is why he's our technical expert. How would I get a podcast?
The easiest way is if you go to atnni.org.uk, that has a list of all of the talking newspapers in Northern Ireland with contact information for all of them, and there's a link to the podcast for Craigavon.
Well, Patricia McGuinness, the secretary for Craigavon, a talking newspaper, and also Andrew Gribbin, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for the invitation.